And back to the Occupy Wall Street protests. So from around the country, these updates. Boston police arrested more than 50 people, maybe as many as 100, who were part of the Wall Street protests in that city. Police moved in after a crowd was warned to move from a site near an official encampment. We've got two folks who witnessed the melee or were in the middle of it in any case. Anastasia Bychorva is a protester with Occupy Boston. Good morning, Anastasia.
Hello.
Although Matthew Filipovich is the host of the Matthew Filipovich Show, it's a podcast. He was also at the protest last night. Anastasia and Matthew, would we describe both of you as part of the protest itself, sympathetic with the protesters? Anastasia?
I am part of the protest.
And Matthew?
I would say I'm definitely a supporter of the protest.
All right. With that in mind, describe what happened. Anastasia, you begin.
Last night, we had a very peaceful general assembly. We talked about issues that we like to discuss. Tents were set up, and at around 1:20, an unprecedented amount of police officers in riot gear with enormous amount of force entered the camp and violently and physically attacked first Veterans for Peace, which were the first people with white flags, and then continued to completely destroy the camp, take all of the equipment, and arrest, as you mentioned, anywhere from 60 to 100 people.
We're talking with Anastasia Bychorva, who's a protester with Occupy Boston. Matthew Filipovich, what's your view of what happened?
It's fairly similar. I thought it was really tragic and sad to see this last night, because up until last night, the Boston police and the Boston mayor, Tom Menino, had really been wonderful in allowing the protesters to exercise their First Amendment rights. Sadly, last night, it totally changed. I personally saw a young woman who couldn't have been more than 21 being violently dragged away by a police officer while screaming for a medic. I don't know what was wrong with the woman or how she was hurt, but she clearly sounded like she was in pain, and no medic came. What was even more horrible is just prior to the raid, less than a block away, several ambulances had actually set up an EMT camp, supposedly to help with people who were getting hurt at this place. People were screaming for a medic, and not one medic moved, not one cop moved. Nobody came over to help this woman who was screaming and screeching in pain.
Now, you know, the Boston police do not approve of you folks setting up a camp in Dewey Square. You're not allowed to occupy the Greenway there. So in a sense, this confrontation was not unexpected, Matthew.
People knew that they were coming. That's certainly to be known. But again, you have people who are peaceful protesters just exercising their First Amendment rights, trying to draw attention to something that affects 99% of the country. We expected people to oppose it, but the 1% to oppose it. But again, these are peaceful people. There are not any protesters doing anything to the cops. The cops are the ones who are sadly arresting them and brutalizing them.
Matthew Filipovich is host of the Matthew Filipovich Show. It's a podcast. He was at the protest in Boston last night. Anastasia Bychorva, also at the protest last night. Let me come at you here. There is an argument that the reason the police used what you would describe as a massive amount of force is that if you're going to get a crowd to move, and that's the police's job, if you just come in with a bunch of people that are going to just sort of convince you to move, that there's much more likelihood of serious injury than if you bring in a large deployment of officers. What do you say to that?
That's to me or to Anastasia?
To Anastasia.
I would say that I think that argument is a bit flawed. If you have, very peaceful, calm people who are reading an First Amendment out loud, and you come with batons and violence, you are going to get what you're coming for, which is people just sitting down and taking it, because we are committed to being peaceful. So I don't think that it matches, and I actually have never seen this around the world, and I have been around the world, this type of approach to an absolutely peaceful protest on the Greenway that the Greenway allowed us to be on, they gave us another week.
All right. We're talking with Anastasia Bychorva, a protester with Occupy Boston, about some arrests that took place last night at about 4 a.m. Matthew Filipovich is also with us, host of a podcast reporting on the Occupy Boston protest. Anastasia, there are some who will say, who are in this audience, say that you want these kinds of confrontations, that in fact, these sorts of confrontations show the asymmetric sort of relationship between the police with all the force and the peaceful protesters, and it's good press.
I would say that we're not looking for good press. We're looking for the 99% to join us, to talk about their issues. They're losing their homes. Their salaries are being cut. We want them to join. We don't want violence. We don't want press. We want people to stand up for their rights.
Matthew Filipovich, what is your sense of the limits here? I mean, as the weather gets colder, the idea that there's going to be an open-ended sort of occupation of various territories in major American cities is not something that's going to be a status quo.
What I would say is every person I've talked to seems to be in this for the long haul. We have major problems that we're dealing with here. I mean, you know, last night, you know, people were arrested and brutalized by Boston police. The people who are protesting are there fighting for policemen's pensions. So really, if you're an officer listening to this, I would say those people should be down there with the protesters, actually. And look, you know, when you have something, when you're actually trying to do something drastic and really change the world, yeah, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable, but I think people who are there at these protests putting their bodies on the line and their health on the line understand that.
And did you read a leaflet that said you were not allowed to occupy the Greenway, Matthew?
The police did before that. They did pass out you know, things saying if you stay in the Greenway, you will be arrested. So, yeah, again, people knew the cops were coming. There was no question about it. People knew that the police were on their way.
Well, a sense of the confrontation being expected and the consequence last night, Boston police arresting more than 50 people, perhaps as many as 100. Anastasia Bychorva, a protester with Occupy Boston, and Matthew Filipovich, host of a podcast reporting on the protest. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.